the skills a ministry animal really needs. When people imagine a ministry animal, they often think in general terms. They think, my dog is sweet, or my cat is gentle, or this animal loves people. But for real ministry settings, we need to ask a more practical question. What skills does a ministry animal actually need? The first skill is controlled greeting. A ministry animal cannot assume that every new person should be approached with full energy. The animal needs to learn how to greet calmly without jumping, lunging, crowding, or overwhelming the moment. A second skill is staying near the handler. In chaplaincy, the animal cannot be wandering, pulling away, or constantly redirecting the visit. The animal should remain connected enough to the handler that the encounter stays orderly. A third skill is settling. This is a very important one. Can the animal become still? Can it remain calmly present during conversation? Can it rest without constant stimulation? Many ministry moments are quiet moments. If the animal needs nonstop activity, that can weaken the visit. A fourth skill is touch tolerance. A ministry animal must be able to handle appropriate, supervised contact without becoming tense, avoidant, or overstimulated. That does not mean everyone gets to touch the animal whenever they want, but it does mean the animal must be able to tolerate ministry-appropriate interaction. A fifth skill is sound tolerance. Can the animal remain manageable when it hears unusual noises, shifting voices, medical sounds, carts, doors, walkers, or public movement? A sixth skill is recovery after surprise. This may be one of the most important skills of all. If something unexpected happens, can the animal come back to calm? Can it remain usable for ministry? Or does the whole encounter collapse into stress? A seventh skill is entry and exit control. A ministry animal needs to enter a room without chaos and leave a room without drama. Good beginnings matter. Good endings matter. A disordered entry can unsettle people. A messy exit can leave the wrong final impression. An eighth skill is endurance within limits. A ministry animal should be able to handle an appropriate amount of engagement without visible breakdown. This does not mean long hours or nonstop work. It means the animal should be capable of a realistic ministry rhythm while still showing signs of well-being. Now, here is something important. The goal is not to make the animal robotic. The goal is not personality removal. The goal is not emotional flatness. The goal is reliable steadiness. A ministry animal can still be warm. It can still be expressive. It can still feel alive and relational. But those qualities must live inside order. That is what makes the animal useful in ministry. If an animal is sweet but unstructured, it may create more management than ministry. If an animal is responsive, calm, and appropriately trained, it can support real care in a meaningful way. And remember, these skills do not develop all at once. They are built through repetition, clear expectations, patient correction, wise pacing, and honest evaluation. Some animals will grow into these skills. Some will not. And part of your role as a pet-assisted chaplain is to tell the truth about that, because ministry is not helped by pretending. It is helped by preparation. So when you think about your animal, do not ask only whether it is lovable. Ask whether it is learnable, steady, and skilled enough for real ministry work. That is the standard worth building toward.